This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The dreaded coronavirus has caused us to cancel all face-to-face contacts, the general meetings, the shack mornings, and the RSL lunches. No more eyeball QSOs until further notice. I know how much AHARS members like to catch up at the general meetings on the third Thursday of the month, so I decided to run another AHARS net on that night. It's very well supported, and the overwhelming response of the people taking part wanted to have this one each week. This week we had 24 people call in. Remember, this net runs every Thursday night from 8 p.m. on the AHARS VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. Remember, we still have the AHARS Monday night net starting at 8 p.m. on the same repeater. On-air technical sessions are becoming quite popular, with several clubs now running them, usually with information files available from the web. See the various South Australian club websites for details, or listen to the South Australian WIA broadcast each week. Remember, you can get this file down from the North East Radio Club website if you cannot listen to the broadcast live. http://northeastradioclub.org.au Another net you might like to join is the North East Radio Club Corona Coffee Club net on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. This has been a simplex net on 146450, run from the northeast suburbs. This has limited those who can join the net, and we've decided to shift it to the Northeast Radio Club's VK5 HRO repeater, 146850 MHz with a negative 600 kHz offset. It was surprising how far away people joined this net, even when it was a simplex net. If you have not paid your subscriptions for 2020, remember membership is now 25. Treasurer Pat is very pleased. We've had quite a number of payments before the discount date at the end of the March. You can pay by direct deposit. The details are: the name is AHARS, A-H-A-R-S. The BSB is 105186. The account number is 036-248-940. You can also pay by cheque or money order and post it to AHARS Inc., P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, SA 5051. Also, remember, we're looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to take up that position, send me an email now and put up your hand. vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. As stated last week, on Friday the 17th of April, we at The Surge held our first ever on-air club business meeting. Club President Peter, VK5BE, kicked the meeting off with a roll call, which resulted in a slight increase in numbers compared to a physical meeting. We had decided that in order to avoid discussing sensitive club business, such as bank account balances, etc., over the airwaves for anyone with a scanner to hear, we arranged for the agenda and all reports to be posted in the password-protected club members' pages of the Surge website a few days prior to the meeting. This gave all members the opportunity to read the agenda, reports and a précis of the correspondence in and out on the website. If they had any questions, they could contact the president or secretary before the meeting to get any answers they required or to request alterations, put up ideas, etc. Thus, once we were on the air, it was only a matter of Peter asking if there were any objections to accepting an item, and if not, then we moved on to the next or had further discussion on the topic. Fortunately, all items were accepted as they were, and although a few questions got asked, they were mainly to do with procedure and not so much the item detail. This very largely avoided airing our personal club business on air and resulted in a quick and easy meeting. The format was endorsed by all present as being very workable, and we will continue our meetings using this method until we can resume physical meetings at our club rooms again. Of course, we are open to suggestions for any improvements should we receive some. We are, at the moment, continuing our Friday evening sessions on the repeater in between activity and business meetings, which means a regular on-air get-together every Friday night for the foreseeable future as well. All of this makes good sense, as why use a computer program when we have radio? We are amateur radio people after all. I may have to eat those words at some point, but for the moment the method is working for us. Not very much else is happening at present for obvious reasons, except that planning is still ongoing with respect to the proposed Haywood Victoria repeater. The team in Portland is investigating the best way to prepare the ground for the hut, which will securely house the repeater, as some form of foundation or footings will be needed. As soon as Victoria's social distancing rules are relaxed, I'm sure that the team will jump into action and get this work done. That brings us up to the moment for now. Until next week, the members of the Southeast Radio Group hope that you are all well and coping with lockdown. Myself, well, of course, I bid you 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night, there was another virtual meeting of the Northeast Radio Club on the Houghton repeater, and on this occasion we had an excellent presentation by Adam, VK5GA, and it was all about his history of electronics and amateur radio, and also his serving in the RAAF as an electronics technician. So thank you very much, Adam, for this excellent presentation. It was also backed up with a PowerPoint presentation on the Northeast Radio Club website. And Adam ended up the night with his take on Anzac Day and what it means to him, and of course, we're all greatly impressed with it. So thank you for that excellent presentation, and thank you for your service. Now, the F-Troop meetings are going very well, and they're at 5 p.m. every Friday nights, and they're on the linked repeater system, and we get a very good attendance at the F-Troop meeting. So come up on a Friday night and have a chat with some of the people who gather on the F-Troop net. Now, in a short time, the Lobethal repeater in that link network will become quiet. It will go off air for some repairs and refurbishment. When it comes back, it will be bigger and better than ever. So thanks once again for all those very dedicated persons that keep that network running and who are improving it. Now, the Northeast Radio Club is conducting licensing assessments again, only this time they are now being done remotely. Now, Peter, VK5PX, conducted one the other day, and it was done on Skype, and the candidate was in Castlemaine in Victoria. So it's interesting that we can now do these assessments again, even under the current restricted movement protocols that we have. So if you are thinking of doing a license assessment, either to get a foundation or to upgrade, then contact Peter on his email, which is vk5px@wia.org.au, and Peter will organise the appropriate assessment for you remotely. And on Wednesdays we have the Coffee Club / Corona Net, and it's at 10 a.m. on the Houghton repeater. And come on up and have a nice hot brew ready, and have a chat with everybody on the net. So even though we can't go to the library and have a good discussion, we can still do it on air. And of course we are 2 metres apart. So come along on the Coffee Corona Net every Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.